Welcome back to our final segment, first hour of Who's Talking. Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney and Michael Tusky, and you'll hear from Michael a little later on. But in the meantime, we're joined by Dr. Thorpe Davis, and Frank will give you a little background on Dr. Davis.
Well, Dr. Davis actually operated on my knee a number of years ago and had a little ACL damage, and he reconstructed that, and that was my first real experience.
And you're not limping, so that's a good sign.
I'm not limping anymore. thank goodness for Dr. Davis. And I was able to get back on the tennis court, so I'm a firm believer in Dr. Davis.
Did he make you any quicker?
He kept my speed up, which I'm happy to say. I know that, Thorpe, you there?
Yes, sir.
Thorpe, most of our listeners probably are not aware that at one time you were affiliated with the Indianapolis Colts, and now you're one of the specialists for West End Orthopedic, which we are proud to say is one of our key sponsors for Who's Talking. Thorpe, how long have you now been with West End Orthopedic?
I'm in my 11th year, unbelievably. Time flies. Yep, 11th year here. I've been working with the University of Richmond as one of their team physicians for 10 of those 11 years.
And wow.
Yeah, time's going quickly, but I've enjoyed it.
Now, were you at the game Saturday on the Richmond sideline?
I'm afraid I was. I am a triple who, but my heart was wearing a red shirt on Saturday, and I was sorry for the loss, but happy for Coach London and all his staff. We enjoyed seeing them, and they're a fantastic group of people that we miss here at University of Richmond, and I wish them all the best.
Well, I'll let Frank ask a question quickly, but my wife is on the faculty of UR, so Frank, I have mixed feelings when Virginia plays Richmond as well. Just have gotten to know a lot of the folks at Richmond over the years.
Where's my violin?
Terrific group of kids, and I root for them every game except the Virginia game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a tough game.
All right, let's get down to UVA's health status. The information we have at this point is somewhat limited in that we have not played an ACC game yet. But Rodney McLeod has a sprained knee. Rozai Dowling still has the effects of a pulled hamstring. It was noticed that a number of Virginia players did not dress on Saturday night. Bill Shouts, a defensive end, Brent Urban, another defensive end, running back Torrey Mack, who was in the mix this summer trying to compete for some play time, defensive lineman Hunter Stewart, offensive lineman Aaron Van Kuken, and receiver Eric Thornton. Those players did not dress. But
Aaron Van who?
Can't do it again. you're going to have to get out the pronunciation.
He's Aaron to me.
Yeah. But anyway, Rozai Dowling and Rodney McLeod, two of the Virginia key starters or expected starters. We've been told that they're both going to travel this week out to the left coast. What can you share with us a little bit about hamstring injuries, maybe, Thorpe, and also just the sprained knee with no major ligament damage. Those seem to be the highlights or lowlights, if you will.
Well, I'll tell you that hamstring injuries make all of us in sports medicine feel humble. It's an injury that we struggle to help these athletes come back from. As everybody knows, Ken Griffey's whole career was interrupted by a series of hamstring strains. The first hamstring strain usually takes about 17 days to come back from. But the problem is once you've had one hamstring strain, you're at high risk for subsequent hamstring injuries. And subsequent injuries usually take longer to come back from. The average return to sports after a second hamstring injury is 25 days. It's an injury between the junction of the muscle and the tendon, and is most common in muscles that cross two joints, and the hamstring is the most serious one. And as any of your guests will tell you that have played skill positions, played in the secondary or speed positions like wide receiver, you know, if you're nurturing a hamstring injury, you can go at sort of 80 or 85%, but you feel like you lose that last 10 or 15%, that burst of speed, and you'll see these skill position players that will play with a nagging hamstring all year, and they'll be accused of sort of dogging it or they've lost a step, and really they're just trying to play hurt. So as a coach, you know, when you have a highly skilled player who's relying on his speed, any extra healing time you can give him to get that extra step, especially at a position like cornerback, is critical. So it sounds like they're using good judgment. They have very very good sports medicine staff up at Virginia, and I think they're trying to protect their they're speed guys.
I was going to just say, since it's a speed injury, it's probably why I was never bothered by a hamstring.
Yeah, you can't pull a hamstring standing in the corner of the court.
Now, is that one of the challenges, I guess, from the standpoint of a player is maybe trying to come back too soon from a hamstring pull?
Exactly. And, you know, peer pressure and nobody knows what it feels like. And you can feel when you're running that it's not quite right. And so at what point do you sort of buckle under and say, okay, I'm good to go? And at what point do you give it an extra week? It's hard. You don't want to let down your teammates. On the other hand, you can feel that it doesn't feel right.
Thorpe, let's talk about the sprained knee situation. That term is used as a blanket description a lot of times for athletes when there's not much information available. We do know that there is no surgery being scheduled for Rodney McLeod, but let's assume he's had a little twist. What do they need to do to help him get him back?
You know, and you don't want to be the difficult guest, but the key in medicine is knowing the diagnosis before discussing the treatment. And
right.
A sprained knee could be anything from a grade 1 MCL, which you can come back from in a week or two. Could be a PCL tear, which is, you know, can be much more devastating. Could take 8 weeks to come back from. So without knowing, you know, it's impossible to comment on that.
I got you. All right. We're going to head to our break here at the top of the hour, and we want to thank Dr. Thorpe Davis for joining us tonight, and hopefully you can come back and participate in a show later in football season, because it seems like right now Virginia, knock on wood, is blessed, but you know how football is. Eventually players will get hurt. So,
and good luck to the Spiders the rest of the way, Doctor.
Thank you all very much, and thank you for having me on.
Have a great night. All right, we're headed to break. You're listening to Who's Talking, and we're coming back in just a few minutes with
Hour two.
Chris Wright from the Sabre. So we're going out to break here.